Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. Recruiting edition of the podcast today, getting ready for another official visit weekend in Oxford. Father's Day weekend as well for those of you who are locked into the U.S. Open and going to be sitting on the couch looking for updates. Make sure you head over to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1 and join us. We'll have recruiting updates rolling all weekend as the Rebels get ready for another big weekend in town. And of course, the U.S. Open is underway right now. So I hope you guys are enjoying watching Michael Lasasso get after it out there on the course. And of course, they're also having Cam Tank out there as well for Ole Miss golf. So a fun day to see it get going at Oakmont up there in Pennsylvania, a really, really difficult course. So enjoy the golf this weekend. And for those of you watching the NHL and NBA playoffs, it's just a great sports weekend before the really rough part of summer seems to commence here a little bit later on this month. But we are here to talk recruiting. We're presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com. Head over there, see all the things that they can do for you, just like they help out Ole Miss with NIL. Very few are doing more for the Rebels in the name, image, and likeness space than our friends at Riverland Roofing. Call or text 662-644-4297. Big recruiting weekend. We'll get to that in just a minute, but Wednesday night, news did break that some quarterback dominoes in Ole Miss's realm were falling and not in favor of the Rebels. So I did want to talk about those. We dropped an article on Wednesday on the Ole Miss Spirit, kind of breaking down the quarterback recruiting side of things for Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr., that whole staff working on this 2026 quarterback class. They have Reese Wise committed out of Austin Westlake. He's a really intriguing passer who is very competitive. He does not shy away from competition. He came and competed for his spot. He really just wanted to show Ole Miss that he was their guy. And, you know, they saw what they needed to saw, and they took an early commitment from him in April. He's locked in. He's going to be officially visiting later this month for that June 20th weekend. But with Ole Miss, they did want to take a second quarterback in the class of 2026. Reese Wise is the lone quarterback committed right now. He's recruiting for the Rebels. He's been dialed in on his senior season as well, starting preparations for that over there in Austin. So really looking forward to seeing him in person as a senior and getting to watch him in action, because he plays at a really high level of Texas high school football. And I think it's going to be a really good indicator for what Ole Miss has in store in the future when he gets on campus in terms of his development and track and all of those things. Senior season is a big indicator for quarterbacks and how they usually fare at the college level and beyond. So Ole Miss really likes Reese Wise. That's why they were comfortable taking a quarterback that early in Reese Wise, while they were also recruiting some other big names. Well, one of those big names dropped news Wednesday night that he was canceling his Ole Miss official visit for later this month. He was canceling his Florida State official visit, and he is down to Auburn in South Carolina. That is Landon Duckworth, who will actually be back at Auburn this weekend for an unofficial visit. The in-state prospect for the Tigers getting back over to Auburn. They are pushing hard for him. Hugh Freeze is obviously making a move with the future of that quarterback room. Guys like Jackson Arnold getting Deuce Knight. They are working on things over there on the plains. And we'll see kind of how that develops for Landon Duckworth. And the Gamecocks have really pushed hard over the last month or so to take the lead in the early goings of June. And Ole Miss was, you know, going into the summer as a leader. You know, I had him as the second quarterback in my class predictions piece, you know, in earlier in May. And he had made multiple visits to Oxford. He had gone on the record saying Ole Miss was at the top, but South Carolina didn't give up. Auburn didn't give up. And now you've got the final two for Landon Duckworth. And it's going to be really interesting to see if South Carolina can hang on here. South Carolina has really went all in on Landon Duckworth. They've really been pushing hard for him ever since he decommitted. They never let up. Mike Shula and that staff. It's funny that Landon Duckworth is a dual threat, really talented quarterback. And Mike Shula, I still remember the days of the jumbo formation when he was calling plays at Alabama and the head coach there. So what a change that has come in his career to at least be able to recruit a quarterback like this. But Landon Duckworth is now off the board for all intents and purposes for Ole Miss, and a big blow for the Rebels when it comes to quarterback recruiting. And, you know, he was somebody that the coaching staff went and saw for his spring game. Like I said, had him on campus multiple times. And again, he maintained that they were his leader, but South Carolina didn't give up. I think what probably happened here is he's been able to get the pitch. He and his camp has been able to get the pitch from these programs. I think they feel comfortable around, you know, even Ole Miss, South Carolina, Auburn, you know, Florida State. That's why that group was the group. And when it got time to really start getting closer to a decision, maybe the money wasn't in the right situation. And I don't want to sound like it's just a crutch anytime a kid doesn't end up coming to a school, it's money now. But with these top quarterbacks, and Landon Duckworth is a top 100 prospect, that is a big piece to it, because you're basically drafting a quarterback to be the quarterback for the future. And Lane Kiffin and staff, they rebuilt their depth behind Austin Simmons this offseason. They made a lot of changes there. That didn't come at an insane price tag. That didn't come at the expense of, I think, scaring off Landon Duckworth. I don't think that's why he is no longer considering the Rebels. I just think Lane Kiffin, who obviously his father is Monty Kiffin, he spent time, you know, working with Tony Dungy, with John Gruden in Tampa. You know, I grew up in Tampa. The Bucs did not draft and invest in quarterbacks really like that. You know, especially when Gruden was there, it was very much get the veteran guy, bring them in. And that baseline expectation of what you're going to get through, in college football's case, a transfer versus getting it through a high school prospect. And I just don't know if Lane Kiffin, and it'd be interesting to really ask him if he would open up on this, if he wants to invest in a quarterback like that, unless it's maybe, and I'm just using examples in 2026 and in one case 2027, but like a Ryder Lyons, a Jared Curtis type of player. And obviously Ole Miss has fallen off with both of those players. But I think if they could have gotten to the point where they were in it from a negotiations and monetary perspective, maybe Lane Kiffin would have said, you know what, I think that's a good move for us. I don't know. But I don't think he wants to invest what it takes to invest in some of these high school quarterbacks. I think he's okay with, you know, taking guys that they like, taking guys that want to compete, taking guys that are really, from a mental perspective, with it, with kind of how Ole Miss runs its program. Because at Ole Miss, it is a little bit of a different philosophy, I think, on roster and how guys come to Oxford and really are dialed in with, you know, taking the pro approach. I mean, this is not a program where, at least in my opinion, you're there for the social media. You're not there for the glitz. You're not there for the glam or to be talked about. You're there to be in school playing football and go to the league. And it's a very pro mindset on that roster and with the coaching staff and how they evaluate and how they treat players. And they have a great culture, and we've seen that 3-10 win seasons the last 4 years. But there's that line to walk of where Ole Miss wants to play in the sandbox when it comes to some of those things. And maybe we'll see that change. Maybe we'll see that develop in a different way in the future. But I just don't think at the end of the day, Landon Duckworth was and his camp were comfortable with where Ole Miss was maybe in that department monetarily. And despite seeing a fit, seeing a path to playing time after Austin Simmons, Landon Duckworth, who again named Ole Miss's leader, opts to cut them. So we could talk about Landon Duckworth for a while. He's, you know, no longer considering Ole Miss. I would call it a very, very long shot, of course, if they can get back into it. But you never know with quarterback recruiting at a high level. What does matter is who is Ole Miss after now. And they do want to sign two 2026 quarterbacks. There's no question about that. They do want to find a way to, you know, get some of get more competition in there for the future. And two guys that they are pursuing, and again, you can find more information on this at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, is Gavin Sidwar, who's four-star quarterback committed to Missouri, and Luke Fahey, one of the top uncommitted prospects in the country out of Mission Viejo, California. And those are the two guys that they're pursuing. Now, Gavin Sidwar is somebody that Ole Miss hosted this spring, and it just seemed like because Landon Duckworth was at that point very much, I don't know if Landon Duckworth ever gave them a silent, but I think he gave them very strong indications he was coming at some point, because they just kind of kept just enough distance between Gavin Sidwar and his camp where it didn't feel like a full court press. But Gavin really liked Ole Miss. He really likes, you know, being around the coaches. I mean, I caught up with him after the visit. He was really high on Ole Miss. And I know last month, right before they came to see him, because they've gone in home with both of these quarterbacks and visited them and watched them and did all those things that you should be doing, the check boxes. You know, Gavin just, he showed a little bit of extra interest in them. So that's the one where I don't know if it's dead completely, but June is halfway over pretty much in terms of official visits for sure. And so they're going to probably have to play this out into the season potentially, unless they can really get them moving in the right direction for an official visit last minute. So we'll see what happens there with Gavin Sidwar. He did commit to Missouri in April and picked the Tigers over Pitt, Syracuse as well. He completed nearly 70% of his passes for over 2,700 yards, 31 TDs, six picks. He's the number 22 quarterback in the country. He's a top 300 prospect on the On3 industry ranking. With Luke Fahey, he is down to Indiana, Ohio State, and Stanford. So three really different programs across the board there. But he is he's getting closer to a decision here. He's got some visits set. Ole Miss is not one of them at this point. Again, the Rebels would really have to move quickly here on both of these guys if they're going to fit them in this summer. If not, we'll see if they can fit them in the fall. The interesting thing about Luke Fahey, completed over 76% of his passes, 1,638 yards, 17 touchdowns. You're kind of like, okay, efficient, not that dynamic, but through zero interceptions. And so that's per his max preps page. That's a pretty pretty hard thing to do, especially you know, as somebody who played quarterback. My senior year, I was fairly efficient, but it was no zero. It wasn't zero interceptions. That's incredibly difficult to do. Luke Fahey sits as the number 23 quarterback on the On3 industry ranking right now, right behind Sidwar. So lots of things to work through for Ole Miss on the quarterback recruiting front. We'll monitor anything else that kind of comes that way on quarterback recruiting for you guys at the Ole Miss Spirit. Sign up for just a dollar. Of course, want to remind you guys about that. But it is also a position that if I am Ole Miss, you have Reese Wise committed, it would not be a bad play to watch senior tape, watch the first six, seven, eight games of a guy's senior season, take the top three as far as efficiency, as far as yards per attempt, and, you know, TD, INT ratios, maybe add in rushing yardage on top of that. And wherever they're committed, that would be maybe like a group of five or like a lower level FBS or power conference school. Try and grab them, because those guys that have great senior seasons, it often leads to a good college career. And then beyond that, you get into the NFL conversation and all of those things. So that is what I would do if I was Ole Miss. So that is just something to kind of file away for you guys there. And take into consideration when trying to evaluate whether or not the Rebels should, you know, go all in or whatever for a quarterback at this stage. So do want to remind you guys before we start talking about official visitors to check out our friends at Roback, roback.com. Use code OLEMISS20 for 20% off your order today. They've got their best sellers page. I love going down this page and just seeing what is kind of the hot item of the time, and whether it be, you know, maybe catching a hoodie that might be on sale as well right now, you know, getting ready for the fall, or your pullovers. They've got everything for you guys. They've got great fabric on all of their apparel, whether it be their polos that, you know, made them one of the top brands in apparel lately, or whether it's their shorts or joggers, whatever. I got a golf belt from there as well recently. So love our friends at Roback. Use code OLEMISS20 for 20% off your first order. That's first time customers only. Appreciate our friends at Roback for supporting us as well. Big official visit weekend for Ole Miss. It is not at this stage a double digit official visit weekend, but I'm keeping my ear to the ground to hear if they are going to be sneaking in any additional prospects. Actually, it is a double digit weekend, or it is currently a double digit weekend. I think we could see one or two fall off, but we'll see if they get back firmly above double digits like they had last weekend. And over the past week, they've hosted 14 official visitors. They had Isaiah Williams, their linebacker commit, on campus last weekend. He is now going to take an official visit to Florida. So another turn in the Isaiah Williams commitment and recruitment comes as Florida gets him on campus soon enough. So Colorado, Florida State also trying to get official visits there from Isaiah Williams. So he is the number one linebacker committed to Ole Miss. He was in town last weekend unofficially. Let's dive into this recruiting weekend, though. And I'm not going to give away the whole list. We'll have it up at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Sign up for just a dollar. But it is a good weekend for a couple of critical in-state recruits for the Rebels. And one of them is Nolan Wilson, the Picayune Memorial defensive lineman, top 50 prospect on three, top 100 prospect on three of the four major recruiting services. And he is now going to get back to Ole Miss. And he has said the Rebels have recruited him harder than anyone throughout. Now it's about getting over the Auburn and Alabama push that has taken place over the past couple of months. This is a prospect that Ole Miss has spent a lot of time on, prioritizing him, making sure he feels like the top prospect that he is. And Randall Joyner, for him, this is a guy that they've got to get in this signing class, and he's going to be treated as such. There's no question about that. He can play off the edge. He can play along the interior as well and give you a ton of production. And the thing about him that's fun is that he is still developing his toolbox. I think he's still pretty raw as far as what he can do. I saw a little bit of that at Under Armour New Orleans, just still developing into all of his technique and tools that he has. But he is a freaky athlete, and you can see why he is one of the top prospects in the country and being recruited as such. So Auburn and Alabama are the two big challengers right now for Ole Miss. He is fresh off of an Auburn official visit. He will head to Ole Miss this weekend, and then he wraps things up, as of now, doesn't have another official visit set. So we'll see if he sets one later. So this is, as of now, his last official visit that we have, at least. Miami is floating around in there. We'll see if they do get him on campus. But this is a really, really huge, huge prospect for Ole Miss that they've got to win out. And Randall Joyner and the staff is looking to close on that this weekend. So he's kind of been a little flavor of the week as far as, you know, having visit high and giving props to the school that most recently chooses him. Ole Miss is hoping that they can get the last props from him and he can become a part of this 2026 recruiting class and start recruiting for the Rebels and be kind of that staple commitment for Ole Miss in state so far. When it comes to top 100 prospects, he would give them a huge kind of boost of momentum when it comes to that department. So he is, again, really talented prospect that Ole Miss is going to host this weekend. They're looking to get him across the finish line. Rebels also hosting another Tupelo standout. No, it's not Jerelyn McCoy, who is going to go to I don't even know if he has an official visit set this weekend. I think he's going to Florida next weekend unofficially. The Gators are the clear-cut favorite there, and Ole Miss is not really recruiting him that hard right now. But one of his teammates, Iverson McCoy, who is teammates with an Ole Miss commit, Braylon Williams, will be back on campus. He was just in town for the 7-on-7 tournament. Iverson McCoy, the one-time Mississippi State commit, is headed back to Oxford for his official visit this weekend. He's one of the top defensive backs in the country, a top 50 cornerback, which is pretty good overall. He's just on the cusp of being a four-star prospect. He is just outside the top 10 in Mississippi's rankings. He can play safety. He can play corner. He's got some good size to him. I met him at the 7-on-7 camp, and despite being listed just a shade below 6 foot and 175, I feel like he wears his weight a little bit better and has some good length to him. So one-time Mississippi State pledge, the Bulldogs feel confident they get the last official visit, but we'll see. We'll really see how this one shapes up because, you know, he did decommit from Mississippi State. It's often hard to sometimes regain that footing and get guys back who are at one time committed to you and kind of win back their trust and their relationships. You know, Iverson McCoy really talked up his relationship with Ole Miss when I spoke with him, and that stands out. He's also taken an official visit to Arkansas. He's had Louisville in the mix. So there's kind of a bunch of different programs that are hanging around, but he told me he's down to Ole Miss and Mississippi State. So really interested on this one to see if, in fact, he ends up committing to Ole Miss and joining his teammate Braylon Williams in Oxford. So a really, really, I think, just versatile piece, which if you're following the secondary recruiting for Ole Miss really closely, you're seeing a lot of this. You're seeing a lot of guys that can probably play multiple positions and be versatile. And that's something that at least I'm seeing. You kind of can have the conversation with a couple of different players about where they can play in the defense. There's a few that are slotted for, you know, one position or the other, but especially in state, I feel like Ole Miss has recruited guys who are versatile and can fill a couple of different roles. So those are the two in-state prospects that are set to officially visit for sure. The other one we're keeping an eye on to see if he is in fact going to make his official visit is Mitchell Smith, the Picayune Memorial offensive lineman, who is teammates, of course, with Nolan Wilson. He is projected to end up at Vanderbilt. So the Rebels are going to have to make a statement if they want to get Mitchell Smith into the fold. Vanderbilt did a very, very good job on its visit. They prioritized him in a big way. They're recruiting his brother, who's a JUCO offensive lineman as well. So there is just a lot of buzz, I would say, around the Commodores and them getting this one across the finish line. I don't know if Ole Miss is going to take his brother, who's a junior college offensive lineman. So it's going to be you know, somebody to watch for us as we get closer to the weekend, see if he does in fact make it over. So that's why you guys stay tuned to the Ole Miss Spirit, olmspirit.com, just $1 to sign up and join us over there and get all the recruiting intel you could possibly want. Speaking of all you could possibly want, our friends at StatusJet, StatusJet.com, can help you out and find the best way to get you, your family, your friends, your work colleagues from point A to point B with that level of luxury that you'd expect from a private jet company. They can, you know, do a one-off trip for you because you don't need to put down a big line of credit. There's no membership fee. Just reach out to them and say, hey, here's what we're thinking. They can also help you plan the trip of a lifetime start to finish. So reach out to them today and mention the Ole Miss Spirit and get a discount on a round trip flight. So that is a big, big piece to it as well. You know, money can, you know, even in that world, certainly help save a few bucks and help make your trip even better when you could spend it on something else. So StatusJet.com, we appreciate them for supporting us at the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. The programs that I would say right now that are the biggest, I don't want to say thorn yet, but we'll see if they end up being thorns in Ole Miss's side this recruiting cycle, is I would say Auburn and Tennessee. Obviously, you're going to have battles with Mississippi State, LSU's right there as far as guys that they're going after. I would say, I guess you could say LSU is a thorn in Ole Miss's side for this cycle. But Tennessee, if Ole Miss can win most of the recruiting battles that it has with Tennessee right now, and you know, they've been recruiting, you know, a guy like Braylon Outlaw, their linebacker commitment, who's out of Pike Road. They've been recruiting two prospects we'll talk about here right off the jump, Craig Tutt and Kamari Blair. They've been recruiting a couple of other guys that we've seen, Theodore out of the Baylor school in Chattanooga. He's wrapping up his official visit this morning to Ole Miss. He's set to take a Tennessee official visit. There are multiple prospects. Zach Groves, defensive end, who Ole Miss had on an official visit recently. There are multiple prospects that Ole Miss is going after that Tennessee has either committed or they're in state, all of those things. If there's kind of a make or break recruiting battle for Ole Miss this cycle, you could argue it's Auburn or Tennessee, but Tennessee is right up there. You've got two guys that are in-state prospects for the Vols set to visit Ole Miss this weekend. They've hosted a bunch of prospects that, you know, are really either committed or considering Tennessee heavily, and Ole Miss is looking to shake things up in the state of Tennessee. with some of these guys, and Craig Tutt is one of them. He's four-star defensive back, safety, on the cusp of being a top 100 prospect. He really impressed us at the Under Armour Nashville camp. That helped to really bolster his stock earlier this summer. Auburn just hosted him for a midweek official visit, and he's headed to Ole Miss now. Then he wraps things up with a Tennessee trip at the end of the weekend. He's been to Knoxville a couple times. He was at their 865 Live weekend. Craig Tutt was back in Oxford a couple times earlier this spring. He was there for spring practice. He was also there for their junior day on February 1st. So Ole Miss has gotten him on campus. They're trying to close the deal now and beat out Tennessee here. Of course, Auburn hanging around, but he's out of Murfreesboro, goes to Oakland High, who's kind of got a long, rich history of producing high-level players, you know, at least from my days covering recruiting. They've always had somebody who's been, you know, a Mr. Tennessee type of player. And Craig Tutt is a legit safety prospect for, you know, these trio of SEC programs. So Ole Miss is going to host him this weekend. They are obviously hoping to get him across the finish line and maybe avoid him going back to Knoxville next weekend. But I have an inkling he'll, of course, take that official visit. And in talking with sources around him, this is a true recruiting battle. And now, you know, you can make the argument that if he ends up committing to Tennessee, he was always going to go to Tennessee, which is fine for in-state players. You can always make those arguments, but Ole Miss has really made it hard on him. This is a prospect that they absolutely love. They would love to get a commitment from him and then, you know, lock that in. And this defensive back class could be seeing some additions soon. So that's why you need to be at the Ole Miss Spirit as well. We've got a fresh new prediction for one of Ole Miss's top defensive back targets on the board as well. So check that out on the message board with us. But Craig Tutt is a really, really good prospect. Plays both sides of the ball at Oakland, has done a little bit of everything. That's always a good indicator for defensive backs. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, you're seeing his highlights roll. But there's some positivity that Ole Miss is very much in the picture for Craig Tutt rather than just kind of a, you know, placeholder here. So they've got to impress him. They've got to, you know, make everything work. But so far, they've been able to hang around in this recruitment for a long, long time and would love to get this final knockout blow to the Vols and get him on board. So Craig Tutt is set to come this weekend. Very, very, you know, just nice kid, really mature. I really like everything that I've heard about him throughout the recruiting process as well. So we'll be catching up with him for sure after his official visit and getting some more thoughts from him on the Rebels and kind of where things stand. Ole Miss isn't done battling Tennessee this weekend, though. They're going to have Kamari Blair, one of the top offensive linemen in the entire country, on campus again out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Kirkwood, four-star prospect, on 300 member, top 25 offensive tackle nationally. I think this one is coming down to Tennessee and Ole Miss again. South Carolina has a little bit of buzz behind it. They really feel there's kind of a sense in Columbia that they at least help themselves. But I do think this one is coming down a little bit more to Ole Miss and Tennessee. And this is one that they want. They went out and visited him multiple times this spring. They really need to hit on an offensive tackle, as Emmanuel Tucker at some point today is probably going to commit to LSU, barring a surprise. New Albany's Emmanuel Tucker is pegged to end up with the Tigers, at least, you know, for now. Ole Miss isn't going to give up, but you've got some really talented offensive tackle targets that you've got on the hook right now for official visits, and you got to land one of them. Kamari Blair is somebody that they'd love to get on board. Of course, he's got that kind of prototypical size where you don't have bad weight. You really are somebody that can come in and add weight at the next level and end up, you know, looking like a million bucks or in his case, maybe one day a multi-million dollar player. And that's what Ole Miss is hoping for with Kamari Blair. Again, doesn't have bad weight. If you're watching on YouTube, you can kind of see where where he stands from a physicality perspective and from just a physical makeup. So Ole Miss has pushed for him. Again, they've hosted him multiple times. He's another kid who is just super to deal with, you know, always responsive, very enthusiastic, never filled with any drama or anything. So Ole Miss, you can see why they like him with his pro mindset and just kind of how he goes about his business. And we'll see how things go this weekend with Kamari Blair. And, you know, they also have another top offensive line target headed to town again, and one that I don't know if Ole Miss is going to get this one across the finish line or not, but Miami, I think, is fading a little bit for Ryan Moret out of Miami Southridge. He is a local prospect for the Hurricanes, but is fresh off of a really good visit to Nebraska and has fit in a Georgia Tech official visit just after this Ole Miss visit. I believe he's still set to visit Miami at the end of the month. So Hurricanes kind of like hanging around there, but he's a really, really good prospect who would be the center of the future for Ole Miss. I don't think there's any doubt about that, and kind of how he would fit into the program would be being that center. John Garrison has spent a lot of time going out to see him and getting in home with him and being you know, just all over him when it comes to recruiting him. And you can kind of see him in the spring here. He plays both sides of the ball, which is also another nice little indicator for offensive linemen. You like guys that can play both sides of the ball in high school. Just kind of shows their dominance and their athletic ability and all of those things. So you know, here you see him lining up at center, getting to the next level. That's nice. Physical player, loves to fish. I think that's something that, you know, John Garrison could kind of hone in on a little bit there. You know, John Garrison's a big fisherman and loves to get out. And you know, Ryan is a son of a principal, you know, a school administrator, and has a great story. His family's got a great story of just how they came over to the States and really made a name for, you know, themselves in a sense. And they're really excited for this Ole Miss official visit. So they'll be locked in and looking to, you know, end up, I think making a decision, you know, relatively soon after his official visits wind down. And we will kind of see how things go there with Ryan, but there's genuine interest there for sure. And the possibility of him getting out of state and heading to Ole Miss is very real. A prospect here that Ole Miss has really quickly risen up the ranks for, Jet Goldsberry, and this is the last guy we'll talk about here as we're previewing this official visit weekend. Jet is actually from Lincoln City, Indiana. He goes to Heritage Hills High School. He is the son of a former Purdue fullback. So shout out Big Ten football with the fullbacks. Jet is an on-three, four-star prospect, just on the cusp of being a top 15 athlete nationally. He is, you know, somebody who plays both sides of the ball. There's kind of a thought that he would be a safety at the next level, though. But for Jet, Purdue is going to be tough to overcome here. The Boilermakers, I think, are in a strong spot, and they've had him on campus a bunch, and that is going to be tough to overcome, I would say. But he does have Rutgers, Ole Miss, West Virginia, Wake, and North Carolina. So those are all fit in at the end of this month, and Purdue is the main challenger for all those programs. But Ole Miss did get him on campus this spring, so he has been around Oxford. This won't be his first time. And they're just going to kind of shoot for the fences here and see what happens. I wouldn't fault Jet at all for going to Purdue where his dad played football and all that. But Ole Miss really, really likes him. They like what he can bring to the defensive backfield and just making plays all over. And Jet Goldsberry is a guy they're going to take their swing with. We will have the full list at the Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you head over to omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1 for your first week. And join us on the site. See what it's about. check out the message board. We'll be on there all weekend talking about the recruiting weekend, and hope you guys who are already on the site have been enjoying all the coverage as we get into yet another official visit weekend. One more to go next week, and we'll have it all covered for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. So hope you guys enjoyed this Talk of Champions, recruiting heavy, previewing another big recruiting weekend for Lane Kiffin and company. I'm Billy Embody. We'll catch you guys next time. Reminder, give our friends at Riverland Roofing a call, 662-644-4297, or go to riverlandroofing.com today. This has been Talk of Champions. Have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. And we'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.